Hi, it's Kay Henderson from IK Insights. It's mid-June and welcome to this month's Longview Reflection. I'm just back from 2 days in Henley Management College at an outdoor nature coaching conference, and it was fabulous. And I was intending to record this in the fields, but it's just got too hot. I think the weather's had a bit of an identity crisis. It's hot, it's a few days of rain, and now it's sunshine again. So, and heat wave this week. So, and it kind of reminded me how often we expect growth, our own growth, to be like linear. And that can be a kind of, I guess, apply to business as well, or anything really, health or relationships or life, I guess. Because I think we feel comfortable that when things are kind of in a straight line, more kind of confidence and momentum. But I don't think growth behaves like that. And everything seems to be moving quickly, and ideas, you know, opportunities seem to all come at once, don't they? And energy feels high, and then there's periods of time where everything feels like it's a bit of a slog. Everything slows down, and you know, we can't see the progress, or we just kind of question ourselves and think, you know, have I lost momentum, and am I good enough, all that kind of stuff. And I see this often, hear this often with people I work with, particularly those who are navigating kind of growth or uncertainty, or just working their way through change, often, which is happening to us. And they often think because conditions have changed that something is wrong. But I think actually, look at the weather now, it actually looks like it's starting to rain. It's like maybe these kind of just part, I don't know, changing conditions are just part of the process, because nature's kind of surviving at the moment. It's not growing at the same speed every day. It's kind of just reacting to what the weather is doing, and it's all over the place at the moment. So, and I think that's the same for people. There's not that kind of continuous predictability, I guess, every day. And it's certainly not the same with the businesses I'm working with. So, yeah, I think it's something here about the challenges that we've got about to do more, to keep up, to go faster. But actually, it's sustainable growth, which is the thing that I keep coming back to. It's not about accelerating, it's also about recovering and I think reflecting, which we don't seem to always have a kind of a lot of time to do, and I think sometimes it's that can offer us a period to kind of readjust, and sometimes the right kind of reaction might be to push harder, but sometimes it might be just to pause. So I know we're coming up to halfway point of the year, and I just think it's a good moment in time just to take that step back and think kind of what season am I actually in. I'm in a period of growth or consolidation or recovery or kind of experimenting with some new things, because I think each season asks something very different of us. And you know, I think obviously inspired by my nature conference last week, you know, we don't plant seeds and then complain that there's not fruit trees later, you know, a few weeks later. But I think we put that kind of expectation on ourselves, expecting, you know, growth when we actually, or momentum when we're just feeling a bit tired. So, Yeah, I think the invitation for this month is to just work with the conditions rather than kind of fighting against them. And I'm sure that, you know, there's something here about just noticing where growth is already happening, and actually something might need to be nurtured. And if something's not obvious or visible in, you know, right now, then, you know, sometimes the most important growth might be happening kind of under the surface or like underground. So yeah, thank you for taking a few minutes just to pause and reflect. And I'll re-listen to this and create a worksheet. But yeah, I think I'm going to call it growing through changing conditions. So until next month, take care, and I'll record something again soon.